primarily we're talking about a population that is includes both immigrants and U.S. born. That is about 500,000 to 600,000 people, and of that, 200,000 to 250,000 is U.S. born, and roughly 35% of this group is under 18, 65% above 18, and of that group, 45% to 55% are naturalized citizens. And as you may already know, the largest population is in Washington, D.C., followed by L.A., Minnesota, and Texas. So the battleground state that has an Ethiopian population is Georgia. And there's a population of about 15 to 20,000, a mix of new arrivals and long-term residents, with many living in like DeKalb, Fulton, Gwinnett, Cobb, and Rockdale counties. And so I surveyed Ethiopian Americans' views and concerns about this 2024 election. And the majority of the responses came from Maryland and Virginia.
Give me a breakdown of the survey in a nutshell.
Of the 9 policies or topics impacting the decisions of those who took the survey, foreign policy was at the top of the list. Then second came in the changes to taxes and government spending. Third, immigration policy. Fourth was ethnic equality. And then fifth, abortion policy. And so the summary breakdown in a nutshell is 89% of participants are registered voters, with 29% leaning towards Trump, 50% backing Kamala Harris, 13% still undecided, and 7% striking on local voting only. They pretty much are just going to stick to local voting. Most respondents have been U.S. citizens for over 10 years and are in the age range of like the 35 to 54 age group. They said their views of candidates were mostly shaped by watching debates and news coverage. And then they also did some of their policy research and things like that.